Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, if you have not heard about this, you're going to be hearing lots and lots and lots more about it. It's called SC-250. What's it all about? Well, it has something to do with the American Revolution in the state of South Carolina. And to explain all that to us is the man, the myth, probably going to become a legend before you know it. His name is Bobby Walker, and he's got himself tied up with this in some fashion, and we're going to learn about that today. Bobby, welcome.
Yes, sir, Manning. Thank y'all and thank WRHI for all y'all do.
So tell our audience a little bit about you.
Sure. I'm Bobby Walker. I descend from many of the first white settlers in the Waxhaws or what we used to call the New Acquisition District, present-day York County.
Hundreds of years ago.
Right. So family's been here over 250 years ago and grew up here, of course. I'm also a Bratton descendant, and the farm I grew up on is right around the corner from historic Brattonsville. So early on, mid-70s, when the thanks to Sam Mendenhall as the state senator, we first started restoring and opening up Brattonsville to the public. I and probably Mary Margaret Mendenhall and the Spratt girls were all the original junior docents. So at 10, 11 years old, I was giving tours. And, of course, Joey Rainey and Wade Ferry, it was all about the Bratton family, the houses and the furniture we had reacquired. Of course, little Bobby, we wanted to talk about the skirmish and, of course, the enslaved burial ground. I kept getting off script. But what's been interesting, Manning, is we've come full circle. We now have interpreted and found the battle site and have that, as well as we just opened up to the public the enslaved Bratton Family Cemetery as well.
Okay, so SC-250. Now, is this a national celebration that's going local? What is this thing?
Well, there is an American 250, but it's up to each state to kind of legislate and decide what they're going to do. The state of South Carolina, officially it was 2019 when the legislature set up the SC-250 commission. And their mission, well, I want to go back a little bit.
Okay.
Really, prior to that, and I got involved when I first came home from the Navy, and even prior to that with this group, kind of based out of Camden, called the Southern Campaigns of the American Revolution. This was a scholarly but also other type group that was starting having round tables, and they were the ones that really kind of pushed the state of South Carolina to kind of form the SC-250. If you don't mind, I'd maybe just like to read about the SC-250. And, of course, I encourage everybody that's interested to go to sc250.com, sign up for the newsletter via email, and that keeps you up to date on what all is going on all around the state of South Carolina. Here's about the SC-250. It was chartered by the South Carolina General Assembly in 2019. The commission commemorates the 250th anniversary of the American Revolution in South Carolina by promoting the history, people, principles, places, and events that contributed to our state's pivotal role in the fight for independence.
And if you didn't know that that even existed, well, we had this famous movie that came out called The Patriot, and that certainly brought it to the attention of everybody.
Correct, correct. Good and bad. However, I was taught that there were over 300 skirmishes, battles, but now that we've further looked into it, what they consider now are over 400 in the colony of South Carolina, skirmishes, battles, incidents, events, etc. So a lot of people don't realize how important the colony of South Carolina. Number one, Charleston was the richest port in the 13 colonies. And, of course, some people have heard of Kings Mountain. It was Thomas Jefferson and supposedly George Washington mentioned it as the turning point in the American South to winning the Revolutionary War. But let me go back to the mission of the SC-250. I had to be real careful with the term celebrate because not all parties involved. So we mainly say commemorate instead of celebrate. And commemorate and promote South Carolina's part in the American Revolution by educating, engaging, and inspiring South Carolinians and visitors. The focus, and this is very important as well, we are committed to telling the full story of the American Revolution. That's identifying the state's unsung heroes. You talk about the Patriot. Most people have heard of the Swamp Fox. Up in this region, it was more the Thomas Sumter, then you had Andrew Pickens. But we're researching and want to tell the story of the unsung heroes and sharing how men, women, children, African Americans, and Native Americans contributed to our victory in the war.
Interesting. Very interesting. So that's a tall order.
Correct.
So the state legislature created the SC-250 Commission. And you're not trying to do this all in like 1 year, are you? Are you doing this over multiple years?
No. It was left up to each state how they wanted to do it. The state of South Carolina decided to make this a multi-year. Some are talking about going back to the first bloodshed, which people consider the Boston Massacre. There, a lot of people don't know much. There were some things going on in 1774, 1775, but this is going to run. We're already, you know, celebrating or commemorating now, and it's going to run all the way to the Treaty of Paris, 1783. So this is a 6, 7, 8 more year commemoration.
You've gotten yourself into something, haven't you?
Correct.
So we have a SC-250 commission, and you are part of the umbrella organization, SC-250?
Correct. I'm the late Charles Baxley, who was a lawyer and, in my opinion, a Southern Campaigns of the American Revolution scholar out of Camden, asked me to be kind of a liaison mainly to York County to get their committee up and running and working with Lancaster and Chester and a few other counties as well.
So you're working with multiple counties?
Mainly right now York County.
Mainly, all right.
Right.
So have you formed some kind of a local committee?
We have. We call ourselves the YC, SC-250. We have a Facebook page. Find that. I think it's York County SC-250. We also have a web page. We are fortunate to be working with our wonderful culture and heritage museums, mainly due to Brattonsville being under that umbrella. Also, Visit York County. We've got our web page is up under the Visit York County page. I believe it's YCSC250, but it takes you, I think, through visityorkcounty.com.
So you could go to visityorkcounty.com and find a tab.
But
for it.
I guess it was probably now going on a year and a half, maybe probably 2 years ago, we resolution through the county council to kind of formally organize us. And we've been meeting and setting up subcommittees, and we've come a long way, still got a ways to go, and still looking for different stakeholders and volunteers So please, you know, let us know either through the state site or locally through Facebook or the website if anybody has any interest in joining up with our York
County. So is the subcommittee trying to identify pieces of our rich history in the Revolutionary War era to tell, or are we trying to figure out specific events that we want to take people to say this is where this happened? Like King's Mountain.
Correct.
It's a perfect example.
Well, very much the same guidelines as SC250. We're here to educate. We're also, of course, you know, we want to bring in visitors to York County. But Manning, a lot of folks that have lived here for a long time don't know too much about the new acquisition district. So we're also educating the local population, but also, as you well know, the one in two industries in South Carolina, tourism, agricultural.
Oh, yeah.
So we're also using this, and that's a great segue into, it's a great app called the Liberty Trail that's working with, it's up under the American Battleground Trust that works with the SC250. There's a wonderful app, and it's called the Liberty Trail, and it's a great way to bring folks on all the different trails. We've got several sites here in York County as well. So, but back to your question. We're here to educate and promote, and we're going to start to have some lunch and learns. We're hosting the SC250 quarterly commission meeting in August. We're going to be having our own events, and of course, promoting. We're working with Historic Brattonsville and, you know, Kings Mountain, but there's all kind of other sites. You may have noticed, and as you ride around the county, very few people pay attention to the historical markers, but through the SC250, there are now larger, about a half mile before the marker. If it's a marker talking about the, you know, Revolutionary War, there's now a pretty large Rev War kind of heads up. You've got a marker or a site coming up. We thought York, being the last of the counties, would take a while for SCDOT that's working with the SC250. Those signs are already up in York County.
No kidding.
Yes, sir.
Now, they're not going to be in front of every historical marker.
Just
only
the
those
ones, correct.
That pertain to this, the revolution. I got you.
Correct.
So to do all of this, whatever this list of to-do is,
right,
it's going to require some dollars. Did the state of South Carolina put any money into this thing?
You can get grants, but also, you know, there's limited amount of money. The legislator was very... to get us started, to get the SC250 started, but each year, as you can imagine, you know, we're not getting the funds we're asking for, although the state is providing, but the grants through the SC250 are very competitive. We have a fundraising committee, subcommittee up under the YCSC250 that we've set up. We're expected to do all the things we need and want to do, we're going to have to raise our own money as well. We can't always rely on these grants from the state.
Oh, sure.
Because all 46 counties are.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
So is the York County Commission.
Yes.
Are they envisioning maybe as part of all this some grand event, some great big gathering that would be part of this SC250?
Of course, everybody will be doing some big things for, you know, you and I were pretty young back in 1976, but the emphasis in 1976 was really just all about July 4th, 1776.
Right.
I mean, that's great, but there were a lot of things going on, just like the MECDEC and the Camden Resolves. There were some Declaration of Independence going on in the colonies. However, even though there were a few things like the Snow Campaign, 96 and some other skirmishes. Really, 1780 was that hot, bloody summer here in the backcountry. Even though we'll be doing things each year, we're really going to be gearing up to the true backcountry 250th in several counties for 1780, which would be another, what, five years.
Yeah, okay.
That would probably be our, not that we're going to start having events, but that's going to probably be the backcountry's big, you know, big events.
Well, that's going to be interesting to watch this, because sustaining something for 5 years is not easy.
Correct.
You know, people's attention span
well,
is
very
little.
And it's been real. It's probably the first time I've been involved with, you know, we're working with the Culture and Heritage Museums and working with Kings Mountain and working with Visit York County, the old CVB. Yeah. However, this is a group of volunteers. So you're bringing in people from the DAR, from just different historical, you know. So this is the first time all of these groups are coming together and really trying to organize and, you know, get things going. So this is really, and it's kind of left it to the counties. This is, I think we're doing fairly well. Some counties are way ahead of us. Some are way behind us. But, you know, we've got a little ways to go, but you're right. But we're forming a pretty good core group, but still looking for others to maintain this.
Well, and I think it's great that you are hooked up with Visit York County.
Correct.
Because they can give you some structure, and
They're all working about, with the old English district.
Absolutely. All right, we've got to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. You can find out about Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, by listening to this wonderful radio station and by coming on in here and having a sandwich. How we do the sandwiches is pretty simple. But we do it right before your eyes, and we're going to tell you if you haven't done it. Ready? One, two, three.
Slice, garden.
All right, back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef, sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
At Piedmont Medical Center, we have the expertise to treat the conditions that cause back pain, and we're focused on delivering compassionate care to help you live life pain-free. In fact, Piedmont Medical Center is designated a Blue Distinction Center for Spine Surgery by Blue Cross Blue Shield for our commitment to quality care and comprehensive spine surgery services. And by the way, Piedmont offers robotic spine surgery, an innovative surgical option that assists the spine surgeon and care team throughout the surgery. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Love our subs? Want to find the fastest way to get here? Just say, "Hey Siri, take me to Substation 2 in Rock Hill."
Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill. And it gets 4 stars on Yelp.
Even faster, order online at mysubstationii.com. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Bobby Walker is with us today. He is, we'll call him the liaison for the SC250 anniversary of the American Revolution. And it is quite something. I don't know what we're doing with that, but anyway. You talked about quarterly meetings, and this still is very much in its infancy, even though the legislature created this, what, last year?
2019.
Oh, my God.
The SC250 Commission was 2019. We had a stakeholder meeting, I'm thinking over 2 years ago, but now we meet monthly.
Okay.
We had originally York County, we formed a steering committee.
Right.
Out of that first stakeholder meeting. And I would say the last 6 months, we've set up subcommittees and now have kind of an executive committee, and then trying to get these subcommittees going from there.
So you right now you have what, 15 or 20 people involved with this or more? Round numbers?
25 is probably.
That's good.
Right
now. That's good. All right.
Looking for more.
So these quarterly meetings are going to be all over the state of South Carolina.
The SC250 Commission
right.
meeting is all over. Correct.
And you're going to host one here later this summer?
Correct. In August.
In August.
Right.
And this is when your peers, essentially, are going to be coming here. Let's see what York County is doing.
Correct.
And what are you going to show them?
Well, normally at a commission meeting, the next one's in May down in Florence. I've attended the majority of them, and I'll be going down in May. Normally, and Lancaster is one of the closest ones that was hosted last year. Normally on a Thursday, we have a bus tour. And we're looking at, you know, you can only do so much in a day. We're looking at hitting the Catawba Nation, their pivotal role the Catawbas played in the American Revolution all over the backcountry, as well as, of course, Kings Mountain, the turning point, and a very significant but small skirmish out at Williamson's Plantation, a.k.a. Huck's Defeat, out at historic Brattonsville. Then we'll have a little meet and greet. That's for folks to hopefully we can bring in some of the legislatures in the area, county councils, some other city councils, and any other interested folks to meet some of the commissioners and to meet us, find out a little bit more about YC. So that Thursday's all about York County promoting its role in the right. Revolutionary War. Friday is kind of their commission meeting.
Well, you know, I sit here, I think this thing is wonderful because you don't have to live in South Carolina too long to realize what role we had in everything in this country.
Correct.
I mean, we get a lot of notoriety because of the Civil War, but the Revolution is probably something that people need to understand.
Well, America's first Civil War was the American Revolution.
Exactly. When we broke off from the mother country.
Well, and it was brother against brother-in-law,
oh, yeah.
And there's all kind of stories. A lot. And at the time, present-day York County was known as the New Acquisition District. Now, there were no county lines. We're going to be working with Lancaster, Chester, and several other counties. Originally, we would have been considered Craven County, the Camden District. Later on, these counties were formed. Usually, late 1780s. We've got quite a story to tell just here in the new acquisition district. And there are numerous stories, and we really have it all. We've got the story of the Catawbas, and we've got a Catawba Nation representative on
Good.
Our committee. We've got a lot of African-American involvement. And of course, the DAR ladies, got to have the DAR ladies. They organize and get things done.
But you know, here we are in the 2025. You know, everybody has one of these doggone things in their pocket, right? Which I think is a wonderful tool, but probably so misused by so many people. I'm wondering how we get the younger generation engaged in all of this so that they realize, hey, this is a pretty big deal, and we may not have the details on this phone, but it's a big deal. Has your committee thought about that?
Well, and again, education, especially of the young folks. Brattonsville does a pretty good job locally with some of that with the school districts, but our mission is we are going to try to reach out to the younger people because that's the population that really, and you know, with the Liberty Trail app, and we're working on a few other things to try to meet them where they are with
right.
their.
Right. So I would think that Liberty Trail app would be very an important part of this puzzle. But then you have to figure out how to weave in your county, whatever our role was, into that app so they can find it.
Correct.
They
Correct.
Can find it.
And it's right. And it's there. And that, you know, that's going to be part of one of our subcommittees. We have education of how to reach out. We've already got some great ideas of working with the school districts and, you know, everything from coloring books, and we're kind of copying what some other counties have done, trying to reach out. And again, taking on what Brattonsville and Kings Mountain's already doing with some of the younger folks. But that's a challenge, and that education subcommittee's got their hands full.
So what are we missing that we want to make sure that we get out here to the general public? As far as why should they get engaged in this thing? Why is this a big deal?
Well, I mean, it is why we're here today. the Southern campaigns, and it wasn't just one campaign. The Southern campaigns were so pivotal, and it's kind of the mission to let people know how important the state of South Carolina, especially here in the back country, of winning our independence from Great Britain. I mean, some people know May of 1780, when, you know, they tried to take Charleston in 1774 and it didn't work out. 1780, coming up through Savannah and blocking the harbor, Charleston failed. And, you know, it was pretty much over, a lot of people thought, at that point, mm-hmm. for the colony of South Carolina. Henry Clinton and Lord Cornwallis, they had a pretty good assumption, and it was, you know, there were a lot of loyalist pockets. There were people that went back and forth. I mean, you were giving up everything to fight on the other side.
That's right.
I mean, your life, your land, your family.
Yeah.
However, had, in my not so humble opinion, had they not sent a Captain Christian Huck up under Banaster Tarleton, and or a Major Patrick Ferguson, who had a hatred for the Scotch Irish. Not everybody was Scotch Irish Presbyterians, but they were a majority here in the back country. But when they sent them up to kind of shore up the loyalist population, had they not harassed the Scotch Irish Presbyterians, because, I mean, you know, you start pillaging and burning meeting houses, that's when it became of the guerrilla warfare, and they took arms up again.
Bobby, always interesting to talk to you, and this work of this SC250 Anniversary Commission, I think it's just great. I'm sure we'll do more of this as we get on and on and on and on with this. And I tell you, for people who are totally ignorant of this, just go pull up the Patriot. That'll give you a good start. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill, common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, one more time here, what we do at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. It's called Fresh Subs and Salads, and we do it 6 days a week. Knucklehead and his friend. Okay, here we go. At the count of three, let's tell everybody how we do it. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.